in the game of baseball, there are certain offensive scenarios and situations that could call for a variety of plays by the offense in order to score a run. One of those situations is if there are runners on first and third base. One possible play is to have the runner on first base get picked off and get caught in a rundown. On the surface, it doesn't seem very smart. It seems like the offense has lost control. Why would you want one of your runners to get caught in a rundown? Isn't that to the defense's advantage? Well, if the play is run correctly by the offense, while the defense is concerned and focused on the rundown, the base runner on third sprints to the plate and scores. And what looks like a failed, out-of-control situation by the offense actually serves the greater good of the team. What looks like an impossible situation, a situation where the enemy is going to get the upper hand, a situation that seems out of control, is actually part of the grand design of a sovereign God to accomplish something for the greater good. Listen to Jesus' words to Peter in John chapter 18, verse 11. He says to Peter, "Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" This cup that Jesus is referring to is the plan of God. The cup represents the plan of redemption. It represents the means in which Jesus will provide eternal life for all who believe. But it also represents the wrath of God. Frequently in the Old Testament, God speaks of the cup of His wrath being poured out. So we see the nature of this cup. It represents God's will of pouring out His wrath against the believer's sin, but that this wrath falls on Jesus. Jesus' purpose is to drink the cup of God's wrath so that the believer can receive the cup of God's warmth and welcome. So when we see Judas's betrayal and the soldier's weaponry in light of verse 11, we see that Jesus is not a victim of man's superior plans, but is a servant to God's plan of redemption. He is in control, and He's still in control today. As you pray today, please remember B.J. Sanders and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea, and also remember the Yoruba Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Nigeria.